Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's go,
boy. Happy Friday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour Chaos Theory Kegger. GA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Cleveland to Carlsbad, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air.
Are they listening, D.A.? Everything we saying, D.A., everything.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. How are we doing, everybody? Got a great show coming up for you this morning. We've got NFL tight end Coby Fleener, who will join us here on the show in about 35 minutes from now. Coby is working very closely with some very exciting technology, which the NFL and colleges are starting to use at diagnosing concussions. And after what we saw from Tyrod, this new technology could be very, very valuable in scenarios like that unfolding across football fields across the country. So Coby Fleener's going to join us. I also want to ask a guy who has played the NFL for a number of years about Vontae Davis's retirement last Sunday in the middle of the game. So Coby's going to join us coming up here at 40 minutes past the hour. It's also a Friday, which means I count down my top five college football games of the weekend. Next hour, the tasty top five. Friday also means that Mraz's side of the Battle of the Bulge picks happens. He's got his NFL up the gut picks and his football food of the week coming up in the third hour of the show. We'll talk about Bama and the Bills. What's the more ridiculous line? That's coming up this hour on the show. And so much after yesterday, last night's thriller. And yes, I use the word thriller for the game between the Jets and the Browns in Cleveland. Free beer for everybody. Free beer.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
As always, I know you guys got thoughts on last night. Todd Bowles, the New York Jets choking away a 2-touchdown lead. Darnold versus Baker Mayfield. Isaiah Crowell celebration. Free beer for Browns fans, delivering them from misery. All of that on the table after last night. So hit me up on the phone. That's toll free. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. On Twitter, it's DA on CBS. It's also Target Demo Friday, so let us know what you're doing as you listen to the show on both Facebook and on Twitter, and I'll read those coming up later on in the program, in the final segment of the show this morning. We begin last night, obviously, in Cleveland, Thursday Night Football, where a 14-0 deficit stared the Browns in the face, and yet another loss. It had been 635 days since the Browns had won a football game. You'd have to go back to late 2016. But they had crept closer this year, missing a chance in overtime to beat the Steelers and ending up in a tie. And then last week could not hold on to a lead or end up tying it late in that game. And so the Saints eked one out at home at the Superdome. They were at home on national TV, and Tyrod Taylor, Tyrod, looked like hot garbage. Woof. And I don't mean that in a good way for the dog pound. Woof. Taylor was an absolute disaster. And the Browns looked like the Browns. Couldn't move the football. Erratic play calling. Passes sailing all over the place. It was lost night in Cleveland yet again. And then Taylor goes out with the arm to the head, the hand to the helmet, and a concussion. And Baker Mayfield comes in. And immediately, Mayfield makes everything look different. I realize he was strip sacked late in that second half, and that's a bad look. But look, you cannot deny this. When Mayfield came in, not only did the crowd get a jump, but that has nothing really to do about his football. That's just the hopes and dreams pinned on that city that has had so little for so long in football. But the offense just ran smoother. The guys had a jump in their step. His ability to command the offense was just so much more confident than Taylor. And every throw that he made was just had more zip, more velocity, more accuracy, more direction. When Mayfield went in, the entire thing changed. That's inarguable. The entire thing changed. And what you saw was no moment is too big. Granted, this is a week three against the Jets on Thursday Night Football, so let's not go crazy that this is the AFC Championship game or to the Super Bowl. But if you were watching that game, there was only one conclusion. Yeah, Tyrod Taylor's never getting his job back. Because Baker Mayfield doesn't only look the part, he is the part. And I will gladly raise my hand and say I was wrong. Because before the draft, I said this is the wrong guy for the Browns to be drafting because Baker Mayfield runs so hot emotionally. I said he runs so hot, that's what we've seen in Oklahoma in college, whether it's grabbing his groin, barking at opponents, doing his freestylings in the end zone. It was always chip on his shoulder, overly emotional, overly brash for a quarterback, and I said, you're going to lose games in Cleveland. And the last thing you need is a quarterback that rides too high or too low. You can't have that. You must have a quarterback when you're losing to play it down the middle. Troy Aikman went 1-15. Peyton Manning went 3-13. Those guys, what do we know? Even keel. I said, Baker Mayfield's not wired like that, so you can't take that risk on him. I was wrong because I didn't see something that we couldn't have seen. The Baker Mayfield changed his demeanor. He changed his college demeanor. He is not a high, high, a low, low. He is a guy that, yes, has an energy and a composure on the field where there's certainly a battle factor for him. But you saw him after the game. His postgame comments are humble. They're grounded. They're not celebratory. It's not look at me. During the game, it's very businesslike. How he has approached being a backup, Hugh Jackson and the coaches have been very happy with. It has been businesslike. He gave a ton of credit to Tyrod Taylor after the game, how much Taylor has helped him and taught him. Baker Mayfield doesn't look like the guy in Oklahoma. Baker Mayfield looks like a different guy, the type of guy that you want and you need being your franchise quarterback. The question is, have the Browns finally, found their star at quarterback? It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
Third, and they're a yard away. Mayfield takes the snap, gives it. Hyde runs right. He's going in. Touchdown! And for the first time tonight, the Browns lead. Back to pass. Up in the pocket, shooting it long and deep, and it's picked off! They got it! Terrence Mitchell's got it! And it's all over here now! Yep. They can't take it away anymore!
Dilly dilly to the Cleveland fans. Yeah. That's, you know, comes with it, but it's not the only win we're going to celebrate. You know, it's a building block for us. Did some good things, but there's still a lot we can work on. And that's the great part about it. We're nowhere near where we want to be, but we're in a good spot right now to, you know, build a foundation and keep going.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Jim Donovan on Browns Radio, Mayfield after the game. I know that Sam Darnold had a tough second half, and I realize that the Jets fan is going to be very upset by blowing that lead last night, but I could not believe it. I was watching a football game, and I said, wow, I've lived long enough to see the Browns and the Jets fix their quarterback position. Seriously, Darnold's going to be really good. He's going to have ups and downs. Last night, specifically, second half was a down, couple of bad picks. That's going to happen with rookie quarterback. Sam Darnold's going to be just fine. And Mayfield's early returns are not just good, they are great. He will also have ups and downs. Just like Darnold's week one against the Lions was incredible, stupendous, Baker Mayfield might have the next couple of weeks look really rough. But we've lived all long enough to see now the Browns and the Jets in the same draft fix their QB position, which is just so historic. You can't put into words how historic this is. Number one, the last time the Cleveland Browns faithful had a quarterback that had fixed their problem at under center, at that position, and they knew, we drafted this guy and he is the fix, he is the solution, was Bernie Kosar. And so you are talking about the mid-80s. This is 35 years ago that you'd have to go back for the last time the Browns can say, we fixed it. We fixed the problem. The problem that's been the problem, the biggest problem for as long as we can remember. I mean, we are talking about Bernie Kosar, Brian Sipe days. Because since they have come back as the new Browns in 1999, Tim Couch, Spurgeon Wynn, Brady Quinn, they have drafted Colt McCoy. They have drafted Brandon Whedon.
Brandon Whedon's a bum.
They have drafted Johnny Manziel. They have drafted Cody Kessler. They have drafted Deshaun Kizer. Miss. And now Baker Mayfield. It was, again, inarguable. He moved the chains. He moved it with his arm. He made smart decisions, declarative statements. He knew where he was going, zip on the ball, and the guys followed him last night. And it wasn't just that Baker Mayfield looked good. It was that Taylor looked so bad. 4 of 14 for 19 yards. Taylor, before the injury, was a mess. So for Mayfield to make the offense look like it did after it looked like it did under Taylor was nothing short of a miracle, because the offense was stuck in reverse, not neutral, reverse before Mayfield got in. I'm not going to say he's going to be a superstar, because I don't want to jump on that bandwagon yet. I don't want to start that hyperbole yet. But Baker Mayfield is now the starting quarterback for the Browns. And if you're a Browns fan, you have to feel remarkably confident about it. Something that you have never felt confident about before this. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. On Twitter, you want to weigh in on last night's game, hit me up, DA on CBS. When we come back here on the show, we've got two ridiculous lines in football this weekend. Did you see what Bama is favored by? And did you see the line of what the Bills are an underdog as? Which one's more ridiculous? We'll get to that coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Ship, you need to feel good and be doing well.
Only thing that I was happy about in Vegas was that I won the karaoke contest.
If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
That's great!
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Huge freezes, vocal stylings have become very polarizing here on the DA Show. Welcome back. CBS Sports Radio's The DA Show every morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific. Available on your device. Listen to us using the CBS Sports app or the radio.com app or Apple Music, or watch us at watchda.com.
Bombay.
Simulcast going on right now. We also have your Ask the Pros question, where you, the listener, get to ask a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Tweet them at me at DA on CBS and think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. We here on the DA Show have all suffered from the same thing. Singing Robbie's quotes during his karaoke sessions here on the show and having our spouses hate us for it. 2 days ago, the Bourbon Belle was trying to ask me something about plans we had for this weekend or something like that. And I just kept answering, "For Bombay."
Bombay.
She's like, "No, but seriously, Saturday we're going to be doing this, et cetera, et cetera." I'm like, "Bombay.
Bombay."
She looked at me and she said, "No, seriously, are we going to be going to so-and-so to do this?" And I said, "Do you mean in For Bombay?"
Bombay.
She looked at me and said, "Oh, okay, so we're doing this." And she just turned around and walked out. Last night, Mraz, I feel like I heard that you had the same exact situation.
I was sitting on the couch watching the pregame show for Browns Jets, and I just kept blurting out every 30 seconds for no reason, "For Bombay!
Bombay!"
It was about 20 minutes later, and maybe my seventh time doing it, before my wife said, "I can't do this anymore," and walked out and went to the gym for an hour. I greeted her when she walked back in with, "For Bombay!
Bombay!"
This morning... on my commute, I watched the video of yesterday where we played that so often. Bilotti played it so regularly that Mraz ended up storming out of the studios. And as I got on the train and I looked at where the next stop was, I was like, "Oh, For Bombay.
Bombay.
Oh, that we have a delay in Bombay.
Bombay."
So stupid.
Hey.
Our toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Everybody, there's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all. Geico.com. It really is so stupid. Adam is in Lansing, Michigan, listening to CBS Sports Radio there. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, DA.
How we doing, brother?
How's the weather out there? I'm doing
good. Not bad. Our weather's going to be okay this weekend, which is good because we had a really crummy week over here with weather-wise.
I've been out in Arizona, so it was nice and sunny out there and hot. Nice. Now I'm in the rain in Indiana.
All right. What you think?
First of all, I just want to say congratulations on getting married, man. It's a big step.
Well, thank you, Adam. I appreciate that.
If you haven't gone on your honeymoon, Aruba is a really great place to go. That's where me and my wife went.
I appreciate the heads up. Actually, we did a couple of weeks ago because I had to get it in before football season. So after the small ceremony in August, we did a week in Bermuda, which was gorgeous.
Bermuda, there you go.
Yeah, it was very cool.
I'm not a Jets or a Browns fan. I'm actually a Lions fan, but I'm very proud and very surprised on how the Browns played. In my opinion, I don't think Tyrod Taylor should have been the starter. I think it should have been Mayfield all the way. He's a lot better, and he proved it yesterday. But Darnold, just he had an off night, just like Stafford had a very off night, very bad night against the Jets. But it happens. But they got it done. What were they? 1 in 130-something. You just don't go that many. I didn't think they had it in them to win it, but they did.
Yeah, it was really cool. And it was cool to watch that crowd, Adam, just wait for the moment for so long and then erupt. I mean, it's kind of silly, I'm sure, that there are Patriots fans or Packers fans or Steelers fans or fans of teams that regularly win that are like, "Come on, you guys are getting this hyped up for a Thursday night game against the Jets." But you just saw how much emotion was in that building. I mean, grown men hugging one another at the end of a Thursday night Week 3 game. I got to be honest, I was sitting there on the DAZ boy last night watching that post-game show on the NFL Network and everybody melting down and Michael Irvin screaming and Reggie Bush looking like he's going to pound the desk into submission, and Joe Thomas on the verge of tears, and Colleen Wolf just yelping and screaming about how great the entire event was. And I'm going, guys, this is week three in Cleveland. I mean, we got to just back this thing down just a little bit. This will look really idiotic in retrospect when we realize with a little bit of space this is week three in Cleveland. But that being said, it's impossible unless you're a Jets fan not to feel good for Browns fans, because that is one of the best fan bases we have in the NFL, in sports. They are incredibly resilient, incredibly optimistic. Every single year they believe it's going to turn around, and it never does. And then for them to finally get off the schneid and to see a would-be savior do what he did and be the locomotive behind it and get the win and do it on national TV and do it on a Thursday night in primetime was awesome. There's no doubt about it. I'll put it this way. That's the most exciting week three game involving the Browns and or the Jets ever. Okay? That might be the best week three Thursday night game. And let's face it, when we started that game and it was Buck and Aikman, it felt like, wow, this is really odd. This is really, really bizarre to hear Buck and Aikman in Cleveland on a Thursday night against the Jets. I mean, it was like listening to Marv Albert call a G League game. The El Paso Red Ants, yes! And it counts. The Banana Slugs lead. I mean, that's what it felt like. This just didn't make any sense. But it was really cool by the end.
Making my way back to Cleveland.
So, we have two ridiculous lines this weekend in football. Two ridiculous lines. Tomorrow, Bama and A&M on CBS in Tuscaloosa. Now, Texas A&M is a top 25 team. Alabama is the number one team in the country. Alabama's favored by 26 points. 26 points. You realize through the first three games, Alabama's margin of victory, how many points they've won by cumulatively, is more than 115 teams in Division I football have scored total. They have won by more points than just about any other team has scored total points. So Alabama has the ridiculous defense as usual. But now with Tua under center, their offense is exploding. Alabama can face anybody in the top 25 and be favored by double digits, basically, which is scary. They're favored by 26 points over the number 22 team of the country. So that's ridiculous, but not as ridiculous as Sunday, where the Buffalo Bills are 16.5-point underdogs in Minnesota. Now, I realize the Vikings are a Super Bowl contender. I think the NFC Championship game is Vikings and Rams. But 16.5 in an NFL game that doesn't involve the Patriots? That's ridiculous. I think that 26 for a top 25 matchup is ridiculous. Not as ridiculous as in the NFL, a Vikings team that has not been a perennial monster like the Patriots have, giving 16.5 points. That's a huge number in the NFL. Huge. Which goes to show you how awful the Bills are. But I will say this. I kind of like the Bills plus the 16.5 here.
I don't hate it, but I mean, obviously a lot of this has to do with the game in Minnesota. What if they play this game on a neutral site?
Far Bombay.
If they played it in Far Bombay. I don't know. You know, Vikings by 12.
All right. So if they move the game to Far Bombay.
Bombay.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins and the Vikes only lay 12. So Minnesota only makes up for 5 of those points.
Yeah. So being in Minnesota, don't you think that's maybe 10? I mean, that double digits between NFL teams is remarkable, but it's not like that we know the Vikings are a monster yet. That's the difference. If this was week 12, the Vikings are 9-1 or 11-1 and have blown out everybody, I could understand it. Do we know the Vikings are that good yet?
I think it's we know the Bills are that bad yet. And I think the Bills versus any playoff team is going to be near 15 points at this point.
So the Bills against any good team, it's a 2-touchdown spread.
Look, we in the NFL in the last 48 hours have seen a changing in the guard. No longer are the Browns the laughing stock. We have now inserted the Bills as that 15-point-plus underdog team every week.
They're the new Browns.
They are the new Browns. Might as well move them to Far Bombay.
Far Bombay.
Bombay. What if Alabama and A&M played in Far Bombay?
Bombay. I think Bama favored by 20 in Bombay.
So you only take off 6 points moving the game from Tuscaloosa to Far Bombay?
Look,
Far Bombay.
You know, A&M fans will travel. Bombay Stadium could get very loud. Winds swirl in Bombay Energy Bank Stadium.
Saban won't like the cut of that stadium's jib.
Bombay.
Is there a near Bombay that we need to differentiate?
Yeah, there's the far side of Bombay, okay. And there's the near side of Bombay.
Far Bombay.
You don't want to go the near side.
Look, you play any of these games at Bombay Energy Bank Stadium, it's brutal on visitors.
80,000 going nuts.
It's a recruiting hotbed.
In the Bebs Stadium.
But unfortunately, they have to sometimes tarp off the upper decks. They don't have these big matches, but in Far Bombay, it's tough. There's a lot of time zone differential, but I know the NFL wants to get a team out in Bombay.
So. That's the same sewage problems as the Oakland Coliseum.
They got possums running around just like Cleveland last night. When we come back here on the show, Kobe Fleener is going to join us, NFL tight end. I want to ask him about the Vontae Davis retirement midway through the game from last weekend, which is still sending ripples across the NFL, and he's got information on a brand new technology to diagnose concussions, which could be very, very key in the NFL and college football. Kobe Fleener joining us next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. So glad you're with us. Happy Tuesday morning. As always, full episodes available on our iTunes page. Simply check out our iTunes feed by searching DA and CBS. Also on our website, daoncbs.com. If you missed anything or want to hear it again, our next guest has played 5 years in the NFL at tight end. He was an all Pac-12 tight end as well. He has played for the Colts and the Saints. He's now involved with SyncThink as a technology and a business that is looking inside how eye and brain analytics can be helped by simple new technologies, testing, and expanded software with a VR system, which I think is really, really cool. SyncThink, the creators of this platform, and he is on the athlete advisory board for them. Kobe Fleener joining us this morning on the show. Kobe, how you doing?
Good, doing well. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. You're on the athlete advisory board for the brain health tech company SyncThink. We've talked about this on my show before, and I found this interesting because we just had Vontae Davis retire middle of the game on Sunday and bring up health concerns, health issues. When you saw Vontae Davis retire middle of the game and then cite long-term health issues or concerns, what'd you think?
It's impossible for anyone to know what was going on, right? I mean, maybe there was an injury, maybe there was something that I think it's easy to jump to conclusions from the outside looking in, myself included. But that said, it was certainly an unusual situation.
Seems kind of crazy, right? As a guy that's been in those locker rooms before, it is hard to imagine, I would guess, hard to imagine a guy in the middle of the game saying, I'm done for good. How would that play in a locker room that you've been in?
I can't imagine a situation where it would play very well. I think, though, I guess playing devil's advocate a little bit here, you know, if somebody said, you know, I'm walking out of my radio job mid-show and I want to go do something else, it wouldn't be a shock to the world. It would just be kind of unusual. But I think because of kind of the nature of what Vontae does and the media surrounding it, that it becomes a bigger deal.
Well, I think actually I brought that example up on the air. I think it would be maybe not a huge shock the way the attention is on the NFL, but I think my guys would flip out if in the middle of the show, going into a commercial break, I just said, I'm out, find somebody else to do the rest of the show for you. I mean, I can't imagine how that plays with coworkers or peers, and especially with the brotherhood and bond that is in an NFL locker room, especially also because you can only carry so many cornerbacks on a roster for an active roster. So for him to just say, middle of the game, I'm out, that puts him in a precarious position, right?
Yeah. I mean, fortunately, they have backups because the game is so dangerous and injuries and all that stuff. But I guess in your situation, there's really no backup waiting on the sideline, so it would be a more interesting predicament.
Kobe Fleener joins us this morning on the show. So it brings us to SyncThink, and it brings us to, you know, this amazing kind of technology that you are working with, iSync and SyncThink. And to me, I wonder, there is so much more education now surrounding brain trauma, concussions, et cetera. Do you speak to athletes or former athletes that are more worried than when you first got into the game because there's more education, or maybe less worried because we have more education and it's helping people understand themselves better?
So I think it goes both ways. I think that you're viewing it correctly. I think guys are more aware of the damage that's being done. I think we're consistently and constantly learning more information about brain trauma and its long-term effects. I think SyncThink as a company is one of many that are trying to glean more information for the athletes and for the medical professionals in sports.
Do you think that we're far away from a CTE test for the living? Because that's always kind of been that glass ceiling. When we finally have a CTE test for those that are living, it would make players and athletes so much more informed about their future. Do you think we're far away from that?
Oh, boy, I don't know. I was going to say million-dollar question, but that might be a billion-dollar question. You know, there's so much involved that goes into that. I could not even take a guess. I'm not familiar enough with the research and kind of where we are with that regarding the biomarkers that would kind of let us know when someone has CTE.
I've heard some players say, I'd want to know. I've heard some players say, I wouldn't want to know. In your case, would you want to take a test for CTE if, you know, that we had one that you could test it for while you were obviously still living?
That's a tough question to answer off the cuff. I mean, I think it's kind of the same thought process of, you know, if there is a pre-cancer test, or if there is a pre-Alzheimer test. Like, these are diseases that will impact your life in a great, great way. And by great, I mean a large way. I think it would take a lot of thought for me to answer that question and be comfortable with my answer. And I don't know the answer to it, honestly.
Kobe Fleener joins us this morning on the show. As I mentioned before, SyncThink has a platform where you have a VR headset and you're assessing kind of the eye and vision, and that helps you understand where your motor skills are at, and it seems like it's a really cool idea. How exciting is it for you to be part of a process right now that seems to be kind of pushing ahead the technology when it comes to concussions and vision and things of that nature?
That's awesome. I think what really got me excited about it was taking the subjectivity of the diagnosis as much as we can out of it, to where, you know, the player comes off to the sideline and he or she is kind of thinking to themselves, oh, I got hit pretty good on that last one, you know, kind of doing a self-diagnosis on the sideline. It's a hard thing to do, especially if you are, in fact, suffering from a brain injury. And so if we can kind of take that aspect out of it, that I'm all for that.
Kobe Fleener joining us this morning on the show. And for Kobe and iSync and SyncThink, I've seen the technology before. I've seen how it works. I think it's a really cool concept and idea. And in the NFL, do you find finally that your peers are interested in all that type of information, or is there still an element of, you know what, I've played football all my life, I know there's an inherent danger, I just want to keep going out there and play? Or do you find guys that are really receptive and looking for all that data and information?
I think there are more and more guys looking for the data and looking for the information as to how they can protect themselves, how they can make sure that they come away at the end of the day as healthy as possible. I think there are certainly some guys that, you know, want to stick their head in the sand and pretend that things aren't problematic. But I think the reality is that the amount of information continues to grow, and the amount of guys that are interested in it also continues to grow.
Kobe Flanner has played in the NFL for both the Colts and the Saints. He was first-team All-Pac-12 as well. Joining us here on the show, as I mentioned before, SyncThink and iSync, some really cool technology that's worth checking out. If you're interested in seeing where the education and the technology is going for diagnosing concussions and seeing where the hand-eye coordination and those data points are, Kobe, it's great to catch up, man. Thanks so much for the information today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, D.A.
You got it. My pleasure. Kobe Flanner joining us this morning on the D.A. Show. Interesting stuff from him. 49 minutes past the hour, and today is a Target Demo Friday, so let me know what you got going on as you listen to the show, where you're at, how you're listening, what you got cooking, and I'll read them later on in the program. You can get those in via Facebook at facebook.com/TheDAShow, and also on Twitter, D.A. on CBS. As I've said before, I think that the test for CTE in the living will end up changing football permanently because we'll then be able to give current athletes, active NFL players, active college football players, all of this information and allows them to say, okay, this is worth the risk, this is not worth the risk. If you do not have that test, it's easy to be ignorant. It's easy to say, well, I can't know, so I might as well just play. Or I can't know, so I'm too scared to play. But it could work both ways. You could have a CTE test in the living and show no traces of CTE. And that might allow more parents or more kids to say, you know what? I'm healthy. My brain is healthy. I'm going to continue pushing forward here. I love this game. For those that are susceptible to CTE and already see the damages of it, you could be 21 years old. You could be 18 years old and say, this is not for me, and change course. It's coming. Who knows when it's coming, but it is coming. And that is a day that I think the NFL is very scared of. But if I'm the NFL, I shouldn't treat it like it's a fear-based new thing that would happen, a new dynamic. It's merely information. And every single day in 2018, we are inundated by new information and new technology. I just went to a tech expo last night, well, really early in the late afternoon before the game started, and I'm watching and talking to all these people that are in such incredible developmental stages of smart devices and understanding about your health, your personal health, and what you could do through your phone or your computer or Wi-Fi and connected that to your life and your health and staying healthy. I mean, it's where we are at in society, and being scared of that science, I think, is just, it's sticking your head in the sand and hoping the future won't come when the future is inevitable. It doesn't have to be a negative. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4CBS. And William's in Fort Worth, listening online to CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Will? Good morning.
B.A., man, it's been a while. I still listen to you, though.
Well, thanks, bud. I would hope so. Just because I don't hear from you, I don't assume that you went away.
No, I didn't go away. You know, just got other things going on.
Okay, that's understandable. But, what's up?
Hey, real quick, man, I missed that mothership. Let me get off this earth.
All right. You go.
So I got two things, D.A. First off, great for Cleveland. I'm not a Browns fan, but I got a bunch of friends who are.
Okay.
And this is the first time you can see that like bright light in their eyes, like, hey, maybe something's going on and it will be great. But at the same time, they're like, well, it's our team and they're known to just screw up. So it's kind of like they're hoping, but they're not hoping. They're kind of stuck in the middle when it comes to Cleveland right now.
Yeah, cautiously optimistic. You want to believe so badly, but you also have to protect yourself because you've been let down before.
Right. And as far as also, I didn't get your take on that Minnesota game. I know you talked about it, but I haven't listened to your – I just want to get your take on, you know, those four missed field goals and some of those hits on those quarterbacks, which – goes into what you're talking about CTE and all that. I don't understand these hits on these quarterbacks. A couple of those hits were not bad. Those were regular tackles, and they still called it. You know, you think the NFL has gotten to this, like, gray area when it comes to stuff like that? Because I just don't know what the solution is to that, you know?
I hated the flag on Clay Matthews. Hated it. Because, I mean, the NFL is going to ask defensive players to not hit the quarterback in the knee, to not hit the quarterback in the head, to not hit the quarterback in the chest, to not hit the quarterback late, to not land on top of the quarterback. Well, Clay Matthews didn't do any of those things. Clay Matthews, quote unquote, burped the quarterback, which is bringing them off of the ground and then coming down on the turf. But Kirk Cousins had left his feet before Clay Matthews had hit him. You are asking defensive players to basically not tackle the quarterback. And that's where I draw the line. I understand protecting them. That is ridiculous. Should not have been a flag. And the Packers should have won that football game. When we come back, the Isaiah Crowell celebration last night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.